Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is a special episode at NC Annual Meeting, and I'm with two brothers here, Robert and Pastor Mark. So, Robert and Mark, would you introduce yourself?
Sure, my name is Robert Hefner. I'm the pastor at Pleasant Garden Baptist Church, just outside of Greensboro.
Hi, my name is Mark Misteri. I'm the pastor of La Jolla Baptist Church in Newton, North Carolina.
Okay, great. Well, a few months ago, I had a great privilege to travel to Southeast Asia with two brothers, and Pastor Robert and Pastor Mark, they did a wonderful ministries in Thailand, and it was great to see what God is doing there. For me personally, it was great to see how this American church pastor and Lahau church pastor working together for God's kingdom. So I'm very excited about what God has put in your heart to share through this podcast. So my first question for you is, in your experience in Thailand, would you describe about your experience working together as Anglo pastor, as a Lahau pastor in Thailand? So who wants to go first?
Thank God for this time. I think the best thing, the teamwork will be number one between American pastor and Asian pastor. Because mostly American pastors, they know about the Word of God more than the Asian over there in Thailand or other part of the country. So we work together, teamwork, and share, helping each other about the ministry. Also about the language, so we can help American pastor to do outreach, translate the language, also the culture in Thailand.
Great. How about you, Robert?
Yeah, for me, there were so many things that unfolded having the privilege to go to Thailand, and particularly to go there with two Thai nationals, with Pastor Mark and also a gentleman by the name of Yai. And at a personal level, I felt like one of the things it did for me was it took a culture and gave a culture a person in identity. In other words, the language barrier and the culture barrier and the religious background differences, for us to have the privilege to have Pastor Mark and Yai on the trip, it let us personalize those cultural differences and see those differences through the lens of someone who knew Christ and lived in the States. At a language level, it was tremendous for us in each one of the interactions we had in different parts of the country, because while I didn't speak Thai, Mark did. And we actually did some door-to-door evangelism together in one of the cities there. And Mark helped break down some cultural barriers for us as we shared the gospel. And because of his heart for Christ and his zeal for the kingdom, he was able to take some of the things that we were trying to say in English and communicate them, not just in word, but in spirit, to people who he spoke the same language as. So for me, it took that piece of the cultural difference and gave it an identity. And I came to love Pastor Mark and Yai so deeply for that. So that was one of the first things I would definitely say.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think this is very strategic to go together, because you don't have to go through a lot of language acquisition or cultural learning, because you have brothers from their country, their culture, so you can go easily get connected with those people. So I hope that, I think that this is your first time, first experience working with, working together, right?
Yes.
So my next question for you is, now, in the future, as churches, how can majority churches work together or partner together with minority churches for God's kingdom, not just in Thailand, but also in North Carolina and overseas? So sure. How do you think?
Well, and before I came to Pleasant Garden Baptist Church, I served on staff at a church in Western North Carolina. And we worked with a Hispanic background ministry leader who led a Bible study and helped host a Hispanic church on our church campus. And it let me see a number of the both the strengths and the limitations of some of those relationships that I believe are heaven-shaped. One day when we all get to the other side of this life, we're going to be worshiping together with people of all different cultural backgrounds, who came from different religious backgrounds and received Jesus as Savior, who spoke different languages. Mm-hmm. So any work we do this side of eternity is only preparation for what eternity will be like. But that experience of watching us as a church navigate some of the complications of the language barriers or the cultural barriers or even some of the concerns in that portion of the state with the illegal versus legal immigration and how that put walls up in many ways for us having a healthy access to reach and to encourage. It reminded me that we still live in a fallen world where any barrier can become a greater barrier when the enemy is blocking our relationships. Came down to Pleasant Garden and one of the things I inherited that's such a beautiful picture of this is there's a church that meets on our campus, the Chin people, native to Myanmar. Sure. And one of the steps I think many of our majority churches can do is we can be conscious, like I saw our church have the privilege to do in Western North Carolina, and like Pleasant Garden has done prior to me coming there, we can share our facilities. Mm-hmm. We can help some of the people groups that have migrated here who may not have access to all the same resources, and certainly because of the size of their people group population in certain pockets of our state, may not necessarily have the big picture opportunities to do what some of our majority churches can do in terms of space and buildings. So one thing we can do is provide location. A second piece that this trip did for me is press the importance of us doing ministry side by side here and overseas. I couldn't imagine in the future not going back with a national, if at all possible, into a foreign country who's familiar with all the culture and context. So, because it opens so many doors in reaching. So stateside, we can share our resources. Mm-hmm. We can encourage one another in relationship. Mm-hmm. We can pray for one another. Mm-hmm. We can engage one another's missions and ministries. Mm-hmm. Overseas, we can go arm in arm on mission trips and lean on the expertise that God's given our minority people groups and minority brothers in Christ. Mm-hmm. As we go back into their home country where we become the minority and they're the majority, they're on the front lines of engaging with the gospel in ways that we can't do as naturally without them by our side.
Wow, that's great. So it's not just a one way of helping, but it's more symbiotic. Partnership relationship.
It's a great word.
Awesome, great. Okay, so Pastor Mark, how do you think from minority church perspective?
First, I would like to say that thank you for American missionary. I know Jesus Christ because American missionary. And also thank you for church that send support prayer and support financial to missionary overseas. I believe that we are follow Jesus Christ. We are disciples of Jesus Christ. So the main thing is like the great commandment, the great commission that Jesus gave to us in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, say, go ye therefore teach all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So since we be partnered together, work with the Anglo Church or American Church, it's helpful for our minority church. Even the, in here, mostly the American people teaching, support, and helping us to grow in spiritual. And also overseas, mostly Southeast Asia, we are many religions. Many people believe in different way. So we need to help from American church about the Bible teaching to those lay pastor or the village leader, because they are lacking to Bible knowledge. They don't have a Bible school. Some is just training. So we need to be training those our brothers and sisters in Southeast Asia, and also many people that still not get to know Jesus Christ. The main thing I like to go over there is about tell the people who is Jesus Christ. That's the question, and let them find out the true God and the living God. I like to say thank you for our American church that support and pray for us, pray for the missionary overseas. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, brothers, for sharing. This is great. I think there are so many things that we can work together. We're all in this together. In heaven, I don't think God will call us minority or majority, right? We're all God's children.
Yes.
We're all
yes.
God. We're all saved yes. by God's grace. We're all in this together. We're God's instruments for Him to use us to reach the nations for His glory. Listeners, thank you so much for listening. And if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries as your podcast and subscribe us. You can listen to more weekly updates. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.